This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sims kicks and deals, and the pitch is hit high in the air, deep center field. Young going back to the track, nearing the wall. He's out of room, and Harper with another opening day home run, his first as a Philly, number six in his career, to dead center field, and he's tied the game 1-1.
Bryce Harper, boom, to center field. He crushed that baseball. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Zilla, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in, of course, on WIP. And WIP now live on YouTube. Subscribe to Sports YouTube. Radio 94 WIP. Be sure to turn on notifications so you never miss a show. All right, we'll get back to everyone's phone calls here. Did you like what you saw yesterday?
Yeah, we can see you.
Yeah, we can see. I'm there. There I am. Did you like what you saw yesterday from the Phillies in a 7-3 victory? A lot of good. Some not so great with 19 strikeouts. Back to all your phone calls and, of course, Tri-Day. Joining us right now in studio, which means on the air and YouTube, is John Brazier, director of fun and games for the Phillies. John, the
What's
Phillies
up,
are 1-0.
Joe, Hugh? I haven't seen you guys in a long time. It's been like a week and a half.
It's been, a week and a half.
Clearwater was nice.
Clearwater's always good.
Yeah.
But, man, how about that game? You know, here we were talking off the air that, you know, it's one game out of 162 games, right? But for some reason, I'm watching that game, and I think a lot of people felt this way. It's like, man, it almost felt like a playoff game. You got to win this game, and you don't have to win that game. But in my mind, we got to win that game. And, you know, it was tough, obviously, the shadows. Mackenzie Gore, you got to give him a lot of credit. Fun fact, Mackenzie Gore went to the same high school as Tommy Green in Whiteville, North Carolina. But he was dealing. And, again, when the shadows made it tough on both teams, it was good to see Zach Wheeler. Obviously, it was great to see Harper tie the game up, and then Schwarber obviously come back. You know, tough, obviously, the bullpen a little bit with Romano, but I think, and we were talking, Joe, that you got to chalk it up to, you know, you got your new role, new team, right? And he walked the guy, hit the batter. Kirkring had a little trouble, obviously a couple bloop freak hits.
But then he settled that. That one pitch he had with so much movement and hit the guy as he swung,
yes,
that was
exactly
wild.
Exactly right. You don't see that very often. And then we talked Alvarado. I mean, Alvarado down in spring training, I think he had 20 strikeouts in 9 total innings, and last night comes in and just dealt, which is great to see. And then, you know, I'm thinking, like, who do we have in the back of the bullpen? I forgot that Strom was available. I'm thinking we might have to go Tanner Banks or somebody, or maybe go Alvarado for two. And then when I saw Strom, and then it made sense because I think the pregame show, Rob said he's going to try to get Strom in, and he looked great. So, you know, a little up and down, but all good, 7-3, and it's nice to start the season that way.
1-0, and then Bohm with the hit, which...
That was huge.
After the offseason, because, you know, there was an article, I think Matt Gelb had the other day, about his offseason, how he kind of went off the grid and just hung out in Houston, try to avoid all the rumors. I don't know if any of us ever had an experience like that in real life, like regular jobs, but that's got to be a little bit uncomfortable, a little awkward, but also like, all right, now I'm here and I got to make the best of this. And they kept me. And I think it's just good for his psyche that he got that hit.
Totally agree. And if you think about it, you know, other than the last 2 months of the season, you know, Alec Boehm, and as me, as a fan, if I need someone bases loaded, like the situation last night, not bases loaded, but the situation last night, you need someone up to bat that's going to get you that big hit. Up until 2 months of the last season, you would have said, I'm putting Alec Boehm in there because he's a guy who can hit it to all fields. He's a line drive guy and came in clutch. I mean, he barreled that ball. So, yeah, let's hope that's a harbinger of good things to come with Alec.
And I did think, John, and maybe it didn't show up at all moments, I thought they had better at-bats. You know, I know they struck out. When you I say that, and people are listening, like, they struck out 19 times. Trey saw 28 pitches. Yep. I mean, that's what we want him to do. I think they saw almost 200 pitches as a team. So I like that yesterday. All right, so, John, the Phillies will start, you know, the rest of this weekend on the road. Then they come home on Monday, the home opener. Hopefully the weather cooperates. John, tell us about what we got going on at Citizens Bank Park early this season.
Even if you don't have a ticket, so if you come down to opening day, the team store opens at 10 o'clock. So I was in the store yesterday. We have all kinds of opening day merch. You got NL East champion merch. You got, I think once Bryce Harper put that Fanatic on his arm, I think our buyers went nuts. So there's Fanatic stuff, onesies, and all kinds of things.
Okay.
So a lot of good options there. Again, that's open to the public. Same thing. If you don't have a ticket, you can come down to the Budweiser Block Party, which you guys have been down there before. I think you guys are going to be broadcasting. Well, you guys will be from the Deborah, right?
Yes.
Yes, we'll be down there.
Yep. Booth. But from 12:30 to 2:30, we're having the block party. We've got face painters, we got merch tents, we got beer tents, food trucks, all that. And then the gates open at 12:35. If you're lucky enough to have a ticket, all fans coming in are going to get a 2024 NL East Champions pennant. And then we have a lot of traditions that go with opening day. We have the leadoff walk where the players come in from the outfield, they come down the steps onto the field. We have a sea of red fans down there. We got a highlight video we're going to show. We unfurl the 50 state flags and the giant American flag.
That's a lot.
We got a pretty cool intro, player intro presentation. Kane Callis, we've done this for the last several years. We'll be singing the national anthem in front of his dad's statue, which I think is always cool. And then during the national anthem, we have a flyover, the 177th Fighter Wing. We're going to have four F-16s that'll scream across the sky. And then we have a first pitch, Nemours Children's Health patient. We always have a patient, very emotional. But then we have a surprise. Obviously, I can't tell you who is going to throw out the first pitch.
I wasn't gonna say
but
nothing.
You guys are going to love it. So let me just tell you that. And then,
it's not going to be Hugh Douglas this
not
time.
Not going to be Hugh.
That I know.
We've
I
seen that.
Well, no, you just did it. How many times are they going to have you throw out the first pitch? Plus, we saw what happened the last one. I mean, it's opening day.
I was not prepared.
It's opening day.
That's
we need to roll out a star.
Not an easy thing to do.
No, you know, it's funny, I saw D. Rose.
It was a divot in the ground.
He threw out an opening pitch.
How did he do it?
He threw it down the pipe.
Why?
He played basketball, though. They used to throw them dime passes.
I got you.
He used to throw them dime passes.
He was a point guard, too.
Yeah, he ran the point.
I've seen some good ones, and it's always hard. It is huge.
It ain't easy to do.
But I got to tell you, like some of the ones, and I always give everyone the same advice, which I gave to you. Don't try to throw too hard because that's when you do the worm burner. I think one of the best ones I've seen at the ballpark is Doug Peterson.
Now, Doug was a
quarterback.
That was a fastball right down the middle.
I told him, I gave him the same advice, and he didn't listen to me, obviously, and he just hummed it down there. And it had, you're right, had pace on it. Nice little action on it. It was a pretty good one.
When I saw it, I wondered if Doug had some baseball in his background. He probably did.
He
had a great arm, obviously, as a quarterback. So it sounds like a lot going on here at Citizens Bank Park. This
also,
is awesome.
Also, we have a big press conference tonight, so we're unveiling a lot of things, food items. I know one of the things that leaked is that S'mores Quesadilla.
My daughter.
S'mores Quesadilla.
My daughter, as soon as we get to the park, we're going to have to go get it. She wants it immediately.
And just in a general, I don't want to ruin any surprise, but when you walk into the ballpark, whether it's opening day or your first game coming to the ballpark, there's going to be some visuals with LEDs, which are going to be awesome. And there's also the sound system was ramped up. So it'll be a real cool experience when fans come in.
Okay.
You've seen the S'mores Quesadilla?
Oh, it's like a quesadilla.
Yeah, it's a dessert quesadilla.
But it's okay.
It's got a little Nutella, marshmallows, graham cracker crumbs, and it's a little chocolate sauce.
I'm not a fan of Nutella myself.
Oh,
but
man.
It looks good.
What do you mean not a fan of Nutella?
I'm not a fan.
But so good.
What's wrong with being a fan?
I never met anyone who doesn't like Nutella.
I don't like
Nutella. What is wrong with him?
Well, you get one and we'll eat it.
I'll get it and y'all can have it.
That's what we'll do. We'll do that. Oh, no, it's going to be fun. So, home opener, 3:05 first pitch on Monday?
Yep, 3:05.
Can't wait. We're going to be there. We're doing our show there live on Monday, so we'll be there and taking in all the festivities. John, thank you for hopping in.
Go Phil. Crush graham crackers.
Oh, it sounds delicious.
Mini marshmallows.
That's going to sell, John. That's going to be a popular
one. Chopped chocolate and seared into a stovetop to create a delicious tortilla.
You going in advertising next? Marketing?
It's so gooey and delicious. I may never make s'mores another way again. That was the review.
Well, it sounds delicious. All right, John Brazier.
All right, guys.
Appreciate you hopping in, and I'm sure we'll see you at the park on Monday. All right, 215-592-9494. Do you like what you saw from the Phillies yesterday? A win? I like what I saw. I thought Trey was more patient at the plate. I thought that Wheeler was obviously excellent, as we come to expect now. And as John was saying, other than Romano, the bullpen, they threw well. I thought Alvarado looked great. You know, Strom got the job done late in the game. And I thought overall a good day. But as Kyle pointed out, 19 strikeouts.
19 of them things.
Is 19 strikeouts. 215-592-9494. Plus, Tri-Day, $100 gift card to Sunoco to give away. A sports venue we should go to for Tri-Day today. A lot of people went down to Nationals Park yesterday. A Blas Stadium. What's a good one we should go to? I liked our first answer. Jerry's World to see the Eagles win in
and
Dallas.
They don't have stripper poles.
Okay.
I was wrong.
I didn't think you were right, but I
remember.
Sometimes your algorithm is different than mine.
No, they have dancers.
Dancers.
They had dancers. This was a while ago. So
that would use that pole or just dancers?
I just think they just had dancers.
I got it.
Maybe it was just my thought.
Maybe you twisted the dancers to something else. I could see that. All right, Mark in Delaware's up. What's up, Mark?
Yo.
Hey, Mark.
What's up, man?
Man, I Googled real quick. Just like you did, this s'mores quesadilla, it looks pretty good. I'm not a big chocolate guy, but, man, it looks good.
Yeah, I'm in on that.
Yeah, it does look good.
Yeah, it does. So I'm kind of with Kyle, man. You can't have 19 strikeouts in the opening game.
Well, you can't, but they did. I mean,
what are you going to do?
Unfortunately, now, Mark, I'm with you. And like, I don't dismiss the strikeouts. Like, that we had a caller last segment who basically said, oh, well. No, it's a lot of strikeouts. I do think a good portion of what happened yesterday was the shadows. I mean, it looked like for both sides, they couldn't see the ball the first four or five innings.
I agree, but here's the thing. How's the umpire calling balls and strikes if he can't see the ball either?
Well, I mean, I guess he could see where it's going. He doesn't have to swing.
He didn't do a great job himself.
Right.
But it's one thing to see where it goes versus having to make a swing decision and connect. I mean, that's a little harder.
Yeah, and then the game tomorrow at the same time?
It is. It is a four. Now, I don't even understand why. Maybe they have to fight against some sort of like national broadcast at 1 or what. I don't know why. But yes, you're right. It's a 4 o'clock start tomorrow, so we'll get more shadows. And then I believe it's like 1:30 or 1 o'clock Sunday, so that shouldn't be as bad. But Mark, if we get 19 strikeouts tomorrow, we might officially say that's obviously a big deal. Mark, what do you got for us? A venue we should go to, sports venue.
So it's a big party. All the beautiful women are wearing their hats and everything. Churchill Downs.
Churchill Downs.
Oh, the Kentucky Derby.
I think. And that, Mark, that's a good. I've always wanted to do that. I've never been.
You know what I want to go if I go to the Kentucky Derby?
I
want to be in the infield. I want to go to the running of the porta potties. Have you ever seen that?
The running of the porta potties?
Man, I have.
Dog. Yeah.
So what is it? I don't even know what it is.
Somebody sprints across the top of the row of porta potties.
Beer cans at him. I want to see that.
So you're running on porta potties.
They line the porta potties up, Joe.
Does anyone ever slip and fall off?
Yeah,
I'm sure. Yeah,
and they get hammered.
Are they hammered before? Like,
yeah, they run drunk.
Kentucky Derby, man.
You run drunk, and they run across the top of the porta potties. And people are throwing bit, man. Listen,
yeah.
Some of them cats get hit with the beer cans and fall off.
It's like a gauntlet of beer cans.
Oh, I can't believe I've never seen this. This sounds awesome.
That's the only reason I want to go.
Now,
I do not want to get dressed up. I do not want to drink
no
mint.
Would you do the porta potty run?
Drink no mint juleps. Hell no.
You ever mint julep?
I'm big for that. Hell no.
That's good.
I'm going to drink some bourbon. I'm going to go get Jack Daniels.
So here's my question. Is this happened around the Kentucky Derby?
Yes, it's the running on a porta potty.
No, I know, but like when in the midst of the weekend? Because the Kentucky Derby comes off as very like...
See, I don't know the exact day. Like, no, hoity-toity.
Hoity-toity. That porta potties and drunk people falling over, that isn't...
I guess it's the day of the race.
Okay, because the people that are there don't strike me as the people that would do that.
No, you see, I'm not trying to be with those people.
I think that's... I might be mistaken, but if you look it up, it's at the Preakness.
It's not the Kentucky.
I'm not trying to put anyone in a box. That makes more sense.
Maybe. I think it's the Kentucky Derby.
It could be both.
Okay.
But the most results I've gotten here is the
Preakness.
More
as a couple beers in your hand crowd, right? The Kentucky Derby strikes me as like famous rich people go to the Kentucky Derby. The Preakness is more like us. Like we would go to the Preakness and have some beers and watch the horse. Like that makes a little more sense. We'll look that up. 215-592-9494. Mike in Swedesboro is up on WIP. Hey, Mike.
How's it going, buddy?
Hey, Mike. What's up, pal?
And what's up, Hugh?
What's going on, man?
Mike, what are you feeling? You like what you saw yesterday?
Hey, man, I'll be honest with you. I only caught the last half, so I did like what I saw.
That'll help.
You know what? Avoiding the first five innings and Mackenzie Gore joining Bob Gibson in baseball history with strikeouts, it certainly will help how you feel about the game.
Well, I mean, you know, the shadow people left, so, you know, that made everything better.
The shadow people's crazy.
Like I said, I mean, I was very happy with the offense, and that especially that last. I mean, obviously the tenth inning, bottom of the tenth or top of the tenth, I guess, when they put up everything. You know, Boehm looked great, and I did like the lineup. I mean, I wish they would kind of like stick with that same lineup. Honestly, I really liked how everyone kind of like vibed off each other, if you will, for lack of a better term.
So, what's interesting off of that, Mike, is so. Tomorrow, they're going to face a righty. So based on Topper and what he has said, they're going to change the lineup tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be more of what we've seen in recent years where Schwarber's going to lead off and then Turner 2 and then Harper 3. Now, Sunday, they're going to face a lefty. So it'll be like what you saw yesterday. So I get what you're saying. And especially, I thought Turner had a better approach yesterday. I wonder if he keeps that approach as he goes to the 2 spot in the lineup, or is it going to kind of, you know, mess them all up? But this is like an experiment we're going to watch play out in front of our eyes here.
Oh, most definitely. You took the words right out of my mouth. It's definitely an experiment. So, I mean, I'm hoping that like they'll keep it within the first like couple games, and then they'll settle in with what they want to do. But I mean, hey, if the strat works, the strat works. You know what I mean? So, I'm with it as long as it works.
Well, I think we're all like that, right? Like, you know, whatever the strategy is, if it works, we're gonna be okay with it. Mike,
exactly.
What do you got for us for Tri-Day? Sports venue we should go to one day.
Well, I wanted to say first, Hugh.
Yes.
You think it's cold, buddy?
Yeah.
You ever have ice time at 4 a.m.?
Okay, ice. The key word in that is ice time.
Yeah, ice time's different.
Come on, man.
But I'll go O2 Arena in Wembley.
The arena in Wembley. What is that? What do they use that for?
O2 Arena. So Man United plays there.
Oh, okay, okay. Soccer.
It's a big concert venue, too.
I imagine it is, yeah.
Concert venue, and then they run a lot of the NFL games there as well.
Oh, okay, because I know they've used a few stadiums out there when they use the NFL games. All right, Mike, good one. 0-2 in Wembley. All right, soccer.
Yeah, I was up here watching the porta potty running.
I saw you giggling over there. I knew something was going on.
Kyle must not be Googling the right thing, because you got to Google the ones with buddies running across. And they're throwing Bud Light cans at
him. Have we figured out where it is?
This was the one that I saw. It was 2018 Kentucky Derby. I don't know if they've done it lately.
All I typed in was running of the porta potties. First thing, Preakness Toilet Run, 2008.
Oh, see, I did it.
Remembering
Derby
the Toilet Run, a lost tradition at the Preakness.
It feels Preakness to me.
Like, yeah. And then there's a bunch of articles. Running of the porta potties at the Preakness. Preakness. Preakness.
Yeah, I Googled the one. It said 2018 Kentucky Derby porta potty run.
So, I mean, it could be both. Yeah. I mean, you know.
I just want to see somebody get belted with full cans
I just
of
think
beer.
It'd be funny
the
if
videos
they,
are amazing.
They did it at the Derby and someone's wearing their, like, nice outfit and hat.
Ran, like, there's one that I just saw. Somebody ran across the porta potties with a suit on. I just want one of them porta potties to break.
I kind of want to see you in your reverend outfit trying to do this.
First, two things are not going to happen. First of all, I'm not going to get my big ass on the top of a porta potty, and I'd be damned. I'm going to try to swing on everybody that threw a beer can at me. So that's why.
But
I
wait,
can't
don't you
do
know
it.
That's part of the deal?
But that's why I'm not going to do it.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I'm not built like that. Yeah. I'm not built like that.
Let's go to Troy in the Northeast. What's up, Troy?
Yo, Hugh, Joe, Kyle, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, Troy, man? What's up, buddy?
Man, listen, I'm really irritated because. This game went on shows what's been happening the past couple of years, and they don't give these pitchers these saves that they should be getting. You know, their records suck because of games like this. They don't give them run support, and then you blame the rotation. You know what I mean? I don't understand. Like, I know we won, but you just look at the Saddles ain't got nothing to do with it. These bats, I don't get what the problem is. Like, why they keep the same lineup, and then it's the same problem over and over again, and they don't think it's going to be a different outcome.
So, Troy, I understand your larger point. This is who they are. I mean, they're a team that strikes out. They have swing and miss. I do think the shadows were a part of yesterday, Troy. Maybe they weren't responsible for 19 strikeouts, but, man, I felt both sides early in the game could not see the baseball. I thought it affected them. Now, I don't want to hear them making excuses for it, but I thought it was a thing yesterday.
Now, how many games have we had, and this is the first time we heard them talking about shadows?
Well, I mean, they're not all played at the same time.
Yeah, I think yesterday the shadows kind of did play a big role in it yesterday a little bit.
I don't know, man. But like I said, like y'all said, if they had the same excuse on Saturday and Sunday, then, you know, then we're going to give them the squirrel eye. But I still think that, you know, you gave Willard had a good game, could have had that save, could have had that game, a win, and they didn't call comfortable for him.
Well, they did. I fell for him yesterday because he pitched awesome as he usually does. Troy, what do you got for us? A sports venue we should check out one day.
All right, I got a good one for you, man. You guys got to go to Wimbledon, man, and then you can go golfing. Hugh, you can close your eyes and listen to some of the female tennis players and their sounds. You know, imagine that.
No, I've seen it, man. That's crazy. That's crazy.
I've always wanted to go to Wimbledon. I used to watch a lot of tennis back in the day. I've always the French one has the clay court. They have the clay court there.
Yeah.
Does Wimbledon have grass? I'm trying to remember. Picture it.
In New York. That's in New York, right?
I'm thinking about the one in Queens.
U.S.
Open.
U.S. Open. That's what I'm thinking.
Because they do the Grand Slam where you got to try to win all four.
Overseas.
Yeah, no, he's taking us to Europe here. We're going to Europe. Troy, good one, buddy.
I'm not going to Europe, man.
You're not going to Europe?
I mean, I'll go.
Well, our last two responses here from people that are trying to win Tri-Day, they're sending us over to Europe. You got a passport? You ready to go?
I got to get a new picture for my passport.
Just use your Reverend Douglas picture.
I might do that. Yeah. I might do that. I need to take a new picture.
I think you pull that off. 215-592-9494. Do you like what you saw from the Phillies yesterday? I did. I thought the good, which was Wheeler, which was Turner's at-bats. I know Turner went 0 for 4 yesterday with a walk. I thought, if you told me before the game yesterday he doesn't get a hit, but he sees 28 pitches, he doesn't swing at a single first pitch, I would have taken that. Now, defensively, that's a different story. But offensively, I was good with that. Home run Harper, home run Schwarber, and obviously Bohm with the huge hit. And the bullpen, other than Romano, I like what I saw. Did you like what you saw from the Phillies yesterday? Most of us do. Kyle can't get the 19 strikeouts out of his head.
Him and the
God
whole
forbid.
Bunch of other people.
Well,
it's 19 strikeouts.
It is, but the shadows. We'll get to some of what the Phillies said about the shadows yesterday, including an interesting comment from Zach Wheeler about the shadows from a pitcher's perspective. 215-592-9494. Plus, this hour, of course, has been fueled by 94 Sunoco here on 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. We got a $100 gift card to Sunoco for you today. Best answer to a sports venue we should check out one day. I know a lot of people from around here went down to D.C. yesterday. That's a sports venue, yeah. Nationals Park. We want a good one. Best answer we hear today wins a $100 gift card to Sunoco. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You can save up to 60% right now during the Mattress Warehouse semi-annual warehouse clearance event. Mattress Warehouse is making way for this year's models, which means you get to save on their closeouts from leading brands like Sealy and Beautyrest. You can save up to $500 on select certain mattresses. Plus, people, you get a free adjustable base. I tell you, that adjustable base is nice, everybody. Or you can treat yourself to that mattress upgrade that you've been dreaming of. That's what I did. I went and got me a new mattress. Not sure which mattress you want for you? I tell you what they have. They have something called bed match technology where you lay down on the bed, you push a few buttons, you roll one way, you roll the next way, and then you find the perfect mattress for you. Do what I did. And go find your perfect night's sleep at the Mattress Warehouse. Shop the entire selection and find a location near you at themattresswarehouse.com. Mattresswarehouse.com.